Let's talk about healthcare news now. Do you remember the so-called death panels?
It's a bureaucracy. It's bureaucrats who will ration care if the bill goes through.
That's what Republican Sarah Palin said when the Affordable Care Act first proposed to pay doctors for end-of-life counseling with their patients. The uproar over that killed the plan. Well, recently, Medicare announced that starting next year, it will pay doctors to have these discussions. And as KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports, this time, the plan might stick.
For Jennifer Kalman, end-of-life discussions boil down to this.
This is my life. I should be the one who gets to make the decision.
Kalman says she's grateful she had that conversation with her doctor. Kalman is 67 years old and fairly new to retired life.
Embroidery is one of those things that I do when I'm in the mood.
These days, she has a list of projects she wants to finish.
This is how sad it is. I started one of these. A pair of pillowcases for my daughter's birthday, and I finished one.
Also on her list, clean out the junk room.
Okay, I will show you the junk room. It's organized. I need to go through it and get rid of. It's either that or my final revenge will be making my children clean out all my junk.
One thing Kalman is leaving in order is her advance directive. She had it drawn up along with her will several years ago. She had given a copy of it to her doctor's office and didn't think much about it until last week. That's when her doctor asked whether the document still matches how she feels. This is what she told her doctor.
I do not want to be kept alive on machines and in a coma type state. I'm not saying do not resuscitate, like if you have a heart attack or something, you know. But if something where I would have no quality of life, I do not want to be kept alive.
Kalman's wishes clash with her religious upbringing, but she says she's seen too much in her family to know what she doesn't want when her time comes.
My family always said, you know, God does not give you more than you can bear. But I've seen some people bear some awful things, so I don't really believe that they should have to do that kind of thing.
Because doing so prolongs pain.
The pain and the suffering, and not just for the person, for everyone. I don't believe you should put your family in financial ruin.
Kalman says she feels better having this conversation with her doctor since her three children have avoided the subject. Physicians like Dr. Jay Sim applaud Medicare's latest proposal. Sim feels strongly about having end-of-life discussions, that she does it whether or not Medicare reimburses her for that.
I believe it's a critical part of how I help the patient.
Sim is a family practice physician at Edmonds Family Medicine. She's also Kalman's doctor.
Every person has the right to have their choices honored at the end of life.
But it's not something that can be done in a 15-minute office visit. Sim says Medicare's plan would encourage more doctors to take the time with their patients and find out their wishes. She says having an advance directive is like having an emergency preparedness document for a medical catastrophe.
If I can have this conversation with the patient when they are well, when they're able to make those decisions for themselves, and they're thinking clearly, then that makes the difference, right? We all make decisions best when we're calm and healthy.
And the time is ripe for these discussions. America's aging population is growing and living longer, often with multiple chronic conditions. Sim says many of her patients take comfort in having a written plan for their caregivers and families when they're not able to speak for themselves.
You have a voice, you have a choice at the end of your life on how you are cared for by your doctors and your loved ones. Put it in writing.
Sim says once you have your plan in writing, talk to the person who would be your advocate about your wishes and share that information with your doctor. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.